The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Scraping at the door!
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Roberts, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Four Guys and a Movie podcast. Where a bunch of friends gather, talk about movies from the past, and see how they hold up to their older, more cynical selves. I'm your host, Rob, and with me are my friends...
Brian.
Will.
The Rider.
And Joe.
And today, we're talking about Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. This is our second Marvel movie that we...
Marvel Knights, no less.
Punisher's Marvel, Blade is Marvel.
I forgot we did Blade.
Yeah.
We did several
Blade 2.
Yeah. And 3.
We did 2 and 3?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Oh, I just remember the blind head of security.
That was 3. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. I know the second Punisher was definitely Marvel Knights. I think the first one was, but I don't quite remember. I'd have to look that up.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, Tony, what year did this movie come out?
2011.
Holy shit.
All right. Wow.
Okay. It's rated PG-13.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah, of course, what you want your Ghost Rider movie to be.
Definitely.
Rated.
What other little facts do you have about this?
All right. Well, it was directed by Mark Neville Dean and Brian Taylor. Neville Dean and Taylor, famous duo that brought us Crank, High Voltage, and Gamer. Everybody loves Gamer.
Gamer.
I've seen none of those movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've also seen
also,
you have missed nothing.
Apparently, I forgot I'm which
pretty
one.
Pretty sure you watched them all tonight.
Yeah, basically. I forgot which one of them, but one of them also went on to make Mom and Dad, the movie where Nicolas Cage goes crazy and tries to kill his kids.
It probably is amazing. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to see that. It's on
is
my
a horror
list.
Movie?
Yes. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, as mentioned, I'm sorry. I forgot my notes. This is, in fact, the second movie to be released under the Marvel Knights logo after Punisher Warzone. So it's just Warzone. Yeah. Originally intended to be darker and more violent with an R rating, but at the last minute, the company got, Sony, no less, got cold feet and decided to pull back on that. So
seems like a trend.
Yeah, hopefully they learned their lessons now.
They couldn't pull back on Cage at all? They couldn't. Sorry, he's uncaged, I guess.
Yes. Brian, he was scraping at the door!
Sorry. It's going to be a lot of that tonight.
Yeah. Big surprise, Eva Mendes refused to return to reprise her role from the first movie. Christopher Lambert, had to spend so much time to get all those markings on his face. His tattoos, whatever, that he decided it would be easier to just spend the rest of the shoot just wearing it, so he'd go back to his hotel looking like that.
I mean,
well, that must have been fun.
Also, coincidentally, today, just for the podcast, I have shaved my head and covered myself in pen tattoos.
You know, yeah. I was going to ask.
Looks good.
But
yeah.
It's an improvement.
It's not the first time you've done it. So, I mean,
it's just the D&D manual written out on his face.
I just put Silly Putty on the D&D manual and slap that on my face.
There you go.
Neville Dean Taylor discussed producing a third movie and letting someone else direct it. At the time, they said Nicolas Cage seemed eager to be in a third version of this.
Or anything.
Well, Cage has since gone on to say that he has the possibilities of being a third Ghost Rider are still there, but he will not be part of it. And in fact, he would like to see a female Ghost Rider.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah. And of course, after this movie, the film rights to Ghost Rider went back to Marvel Studios.
So.
Hence why he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so who's in this movie, Joe?
When he was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., did he do more than rock back and forth and scream and stare at things?
I don't think he actually rocked back and forth or screamed at all.
He might have screamed.
As the writer?
All right, so an improvement over this film.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was a good... It was a totally different version of Ghost Rider, but it was good.
Before we get there, does anyone want to guess how much money this movie cost to make?
Probably way too much.
I'm going to say $60
million. $70
million. $50.
$100. I'm feeling that... like Suicide Squad level bombing here.
$57
million. Oh.
Yeah, I figured it's Marvel Knights, so they probably don't have the financial backing.
The production value was... awful.
And I guess how much it made.
Camera work was awful. I thought the production value was okay.
$47 million.
I'm going to say $75 million.
60.
100? I don't know. I'm going high.
Well, it depends on how you want to split this, but it was 151 domestically and 150 worldwide.
Well, how are you losing worldwide?
Sorry, 51 million.
Oh, 51 domestic.
Okay. Did I say 150? Wow. That's a difference.
So they made $1 million. Yes. Or they lost money.
Yeah, they lost money.
Okay. No, worldwide, everyone asked for a refund.
But yeah, so basically it was kind of a flop, even though it made quite its money back once it was released worldwide.
That's weird.
Not China.
No, I mean, not that part. It's weird to me that it did so poorly domestically.
Well, really?
Yeah, I mean, that was 2011, so we'd already had Iron Man.
And Hulk.
The Hulk. We've already had a couple of proper Marvel movies out.
Yes, and that's why people looked at this and said, that's not one of them.
This was a sequel to another not.
Yeah,
true.
Granted, I didn't see the first Ghost Rider, but I refused to, so.
Oh, that's bad.
Eva Mendes carries around a fortune-telling eight balls for no reason.
Does she?
She does.
I don't remember that.
Nick Cage Ghost Rider?
That's what sticks out to me most. She's like, he stood her up on a date because he's doing Ghost Rider stuff, and she's like debating if she should leave or something, and just reaches into her purse and pulls out a magic eight ball to check. And I'm like, what?
At least she didn't pull out a pair of fake testicles. And suddenly do it.
They were doing that when they were writing the script for it anyway.
That's
it's
true.
Yeah.
Almost good as a...
What kind of accent? And
they didn't listen when it kept saying, Outlook not good.
Yeah. Okay. We want to talk about this cast? Because
really.
I sure don't.
I mean, there's really only one person in this movie. Well, no, that's not true.
There's three.
Three, yeah.
Yeah.
When the best person in your movie is Giles from Buffy, you're not doing well.
Wait, best person?
Huh? Yeah. Idris Elba.
Idris Elba's pretty cool, yeah.
Was
His character was
it
annoying,
in.
Yeah.
Was Frenching right. it in.
So
I
you
guess.
Got you got Nicolas Cage as Johnny Blaze / Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm. No, he's as Nick Cage. That's who
he is. Yeah, as Nicolas
yeah,
Cage.
He's himself.
You have Violante Placido, which sounds like a professional wrestler.
Wait, not yet. Violent Placid?
Violante Placido.
So it's a woman violent. A woman who's violent.
Okay. Then you have Fergus Riordan.
Villain.
As Danny Fergus. His name is Fergus.
Fergus what?
Riordan.
Okay.
Like the singer from the Cranberries.
Sure.
Then Idris Elba as Moreau. I don't know how to pronounce that. Ciaran Hines as Rourke / Mephistopheles. Johnny Whitworth as Ray Kerrigan / Blackout. Anthony Stewart Head as Benedict, who's in the movie for all of 5 minutes. And, of course, Christopher Lambert, because why not?
As why both not? A lamb and a bear.
As Methodius.
All at once. Methodius.
Methodius.
Was he a Methodist?
Malodorous.
And tankers.
So this movie. Let's talk about this movie, I guess.
All right, so I'm going to warn y'all now. Like, this movie is all over the place, just like Nick Cage's.
Yeah.
So our commentary might be a little bit all over the place, too, because it wasn't really coherent trying to watch the movie. Like, you'll hear.
Yeah. As opposed to the usual podcast we do.
Well, like, the movie starts out with, we see it's a guy on a motorcycle.
It's just Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe, on a motorcycle. Europe. And like, first I was like, is that Ghost Rider already? That's a little weird, but it wasn't. But Stu pulls up to this, it's Idris Elba. He pulls to this monastery, I guess.
Of cyber monks.
Well, yeah, that's right. They were cyber monks.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
High-tech monks.
Yeah, high-tech stuff in this like monastery type thing. Yeah. And then he's like,
and Dennis Rodman wasn't around.
I know, right? He's just like, John, where's the boy? We need to keep the boy safe. Let me take the boy. So I'll keep the boy safe. And there's like some arguing back and forth. And then they get like,
you just thought was like, I'm not handing a boy over to a bunch of priests to keep him safe. I know better.
I'm smart.
He's like, give me the boy. And like, they get raided. And
John Ralphio shows up.
Yeah, Satan's SWAT team attacks.
Pretty much.
Unfortunately, Giles is taken out immediately.
Like, the one person I was interested in to see what they were going to do with, he's gone.
And the
two people I want to see in this movie, one of them just got shot in the head and the other one starts driving away on a motorcycle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this band of raiders brings with them the most villainous creature in this film, Shaky Cam. And it is vicious.
Yeah, and jarring cuts. Like,
Here's Neville Dean and Taylor are pretty well known for doing a lot of the stuff on essentially like GoPros. And I give them a lot of credit because they'll like put on roller skates, put a GoPro on the top of their head and like just push themselves down the mountain in front of this car to get a shot, which is crazy. And sometimes it can be really good, but not here. Not here. Not all the time.
I'd rather my cameraman not be doing like a jackass stunt.
For some stuff, like for the Crank movies, that kind of works because you're getting into the head of the guy who's all jittery and, you know, freaking out. Well, but here we
do. If you're allowed to stop and pay attention to what's going on, you would be mad.
So. Well, that too. But yeah, here we're, I mean, we'll get to it, but Ghost Rider is jittery and freaking out enough on his own, but that's not what we need from this.
Like the first 20 minutes, there's no straight on shot. It's all like weird, you know, Dutch angles and looking like the cameraman's on the ground looking up at people. It was giving me a headache the first like 20 minutes.
Even the logo seems to think like you have such bad ADD that you can't like just pan out slowly. They have to do that fast motion, you know, jerky shot in and out.
And along with the logo, you get a little cartoon like recap of the first movie, basically.
With Nick Cage narrating it.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. So I was there, and I was a stunt man, I think.
And this is the depressive phase, Nick Cage.
He's
not in manic mode. He is.
Even though he's talking about flashing his ass to a crowd.
Mm-hmm. I went bare naked over a bunch of cars or something. Then, next slide. Then, the devil. And my dad, and I signed it, and then Ghost Rider.
It's kind of like he's just looking at a slideshow and just guessing.
It really is what happened.
And it showed the clip this like three times of him like smashing the liquor bottles, and that was like his way of signing his name in blood.
Yeah, he smashed a bottle. Didn't
happen
hand.
In the.
No, that's how I sign invoices at work.
Well, that's the thing. I think they did all this because they couldn't show clips in the first one because this just totally rewrites all of it.
Just ignore all that.
That's a good way.
Storyline, yeah. Except he doesn't run off with, what is Sam Wilson or who is
Sam
it?
Elliott.
Sam, is it Sam Elliott at the end of the first one?
Yes.
Runs off on this undead horse to Ghost like Riders in the sky. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, really?
That happened?
Hell yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he shows up as one of the original riders, and then they run off into battle, like playing Ghost Riders in the sky, looking John awesome Marston. With the flaming horse and the flaming motorcycle until they get up to battle. And then he's just like, well, that's all I was signed on for. See you later, movie. And that's it for Sam Elliott.
Well,
have a good day.
Please. Can Tony or someone who knows the comics a little better just what is Ghost Rider?
What is going
on? He explained it in this opening narration.
Spirit of Vengeance.
All right, fine.
I believe that whatever name they gave, Zelamon or whatever, I think that is, he's like a fallen angel. I think that's
correct. Yeah, basically.
That's comic canon.
The story is pretty much what they say. His father was dying. He, you know, signed a contract because he didn't want his father to die. His father actually ends up dying anyway. Like, he was dying of cancer. He saves him from that, but his father dies in some horrible accident because devil's a dick. But in exchange, he is possessed by this spirit that the devil gave him to help collect people that escaped from hell. Or I forgot what the original intent was. But basically, since going on a raid and just does what he wants.
All right, fair enough.
Basically, it's called the 90s plus.
Well, no,
any story that starts with he made a deal with the devil, I'm like, I don't care.
To be fair, that has ties from back in the 70s. There was an original Ghost Rider, which I think the Sam Elliott character was based on.
Sure, yeah.
But anyway.
But in the 90s, when I had all the action figures.
Well, yeah, the 90s when it was badass.
And then they added Vengeance because Ghost Rider wasn't cool enough. He didn't have enough spikes.
And it wasn't Johnny Blaze anymore. He was just the dude that went along with him. But anyway.
Yeah, that's right. He had a ponytail and a jacket. and a shotgun.
Cool sunglasses.
Shotgun that shot Hellfire.
Yes,
right?
He did. Oh, man. Hellfire shotgun.
I need that gun in Red Dead.
Yeah. Didn't they have that gun in like Red Dead Undead Nightmare or some Probably. Such? I don't remember.
Is there Undead DLC for Red Dead?
Not Red Dead 2, but Red Dead 1. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, but for the new one.
Yeah, no. Not yet. No DLC for the new one yet.
Give it time.
Okay.
So anyway.
So, yeah, so after this like narration, we get
Nicolas Cage just being Nicolas Cage.
Pretty much.
Like, waking up in a garage somewhere.
I feel like he had no script for this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I know we talked about that before, but I really feel like because his lines are just him freaking out most of the time.
Yeah.
Like usually everyone else is talking to him. And then he has to just respond. Like,
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if someone told me Neville Dean and Taylor just drugged him, like threw him in a position somewhere and had the actors come in and start saying stuff and just let whatever he did.
Yeah, just like just that's like, it. Good. They say stuff to him and then he kind of just mutters out some weird platitude and he's just, okay, bye.
Like in the first scene, they were probably like, okay, you're depressed and you're scared of the light. And Idris Elba walks in and. Well, the magic happens.
You're a gremlin now, apparently.
Yeah, I think like it was one of those like they told somebody to tell Nicolas Cage the lines, and then that person told another guy.
It was telephone.
Yeah, and then that person maybe told like one more guy. And that guy told Nicolas Cage.
But here's the problem: dishwasher. All those guys that were telling the story were all Nick Cage.
Mm-hmm.
He told himself, and then he told himself,
yeah.
And he told himself.
The fifth time it stuck.
And yeah, eventually he got something.
Something else that happened in the opening scene was Idris Elba's character was trying to save this kid, and his motorcycle gets like thrown off a cliff. And so bullet time style, he like turns in midair, shoots the tires out of the van that was chasing him. And you're like, oh, is he just dead? Like, I guess he's just dead. He cuts away. Like, oh, it's a cliff, 100-foot drop, guy's dead. Next scene, Nick Cage. Here's Idris Elba showing up. Like, I need your help.
Well, even
it showed how he got up. I missed it. How did he
survive? Just says, because he says, you know, how did you survive this? And he said, only by the grace of God was I able to survive. And it just cuts to the scene of him like hanging out of the side of a tree on the side of the mountain
with like cartoon bird noises. Yeah,
no, the French national anthem was playing because he's French. Fuck, he's all
hanging
of you.
By his Acme parachute.
Yeah.
Like, just fucking whatever.
I think that was when I put my notebook down.
Yeah.
That's like, fair.
I don't even know where I put mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I see what I signed up for here. All right, then.
But long story short, he's like, look, you find this kid, we'll take the rider out of you. You know, it's like, your ghost rider, you can just find where he is somehow. That's what you do. And so Nicolas Cage is like, okay, hold on. I'm going to go in this room and freak out for a little while, and then I'll call the rider out.
I believe he's saying, like, I don't want to do this, but, like, once it gets dark out, the rider just takes control and he goes to do it anyway.
He's like a werewolf, but like a were-rider.
Yeah, yes. He can smell little boys and track them down.
And it's weird because, like, this happens, right? And he starts turning into Ghost Rider. And later on in the movie, we get this whole convoluted scene of him mugging to the camera and going through this whole elaborate transformation.
Oh, yes.
And just now he's just like, oh, there's a little trail of fire. There he goes. He's riding off. And you're like, all right, well, that kind of sucked. And now you meet, there's this woman, Nadia, who's on the run with this kid, Danny. And they're being chased by Ray Kerrigan, and he ran her off the road, and she puts up a pretty feeble attempt to defend herself. These goons are there, and like these goons are actually pretty good goons in the grand scheme of things, but they pin her down, they get the kid, they knock the kid out, and then like the guys, Kerrigan's about to kill her when Ghost Rider sort of tries to. Yeah, he's making like transformer noises.
He really is. He's doing like that.
Yeah. I'm like, what even is that? And then
Ghost.
I want to say he comes to the rescue, but he just kind of hangs out. Like he's just
being creepy.
Just standing there, and they're all like, you can do a thing.
Is that when he grabs the guy's face for like 20 minutes of
movie
time?
We're about to get there, but yeah, first he needs to stand there swing the wind for like 20 minutes.
I was just watching it. So all this drama's happening, you know, butt kills girl. A flaming motorcycle flies through the air, lands near you all. This guy gets off the bike whose head is on fire. like on fire.
His head is also just a skull.
Yeah. Just a skull. And like no one freaks out or reacts to it. Like not one person was like screamed or even like pulled their guns out. Like yeah, nothing.
Could at least like one of them be like, am I the only one seeing this?
Like, yeah. Yeah,
or like when he grabbed that one guy and he's about to make out with him, he goes, what's that smell?
Yeah.
Dookie!
Or just like a guy came over and like got a fire extinguisher and just tried to put him out or something. He's just like, you're right.
I mean, I give them some credit because at some point in here, one of the dudes just like drops to his knees like, I'm done. I don't know what to do. But yeah, like you'd think more of them would just be like shitting, crying, running away.
Just any kind of reaction.
Oh, yeah.
So they shoot him with some guns. He's like, I don't care. He like whacks a guy with a chain. Then he just goes over to a dude and just holds him for a while.
Face to face. He's giving him the penance stare.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
believe that's what it's supposed to be.
There's nothing.
No indication anything's happening.
Yep.
Now, while we're kind of.
Well, the guy is kind of freaking out, but like,
yeah, but like yeah, his again, eyes should be on fire. Or
yeah,
something,
right.
Or
to be fair, at this point, we are just like, well, that's the reaction I would have. Some flaming skull head guy grabbed my face.
Yeah. Doesn't he like drink your soul or something? Like,
yeah.
Or
he just makes you relive every wrong you've done, and it
that's
basically
the penance stare.
Burns you out.
Yeah.
It just destroys your mind.
This is also what makes it confusing, though, because they do say he drinks your soul or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
and I don't know which one he's doing.
Could I just even have just a half-assed Nick Cage going like, oh, I want to see what this guy did wrong. Give him the penance stare.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, please tell me he doesn't talk the entire time when he's Ghostwriter.
Yeah.
And I mean, he does. It sucks. But like, I would prefer like no words from Nick Cage the whole time he's Ghostwriter.
Right.
Yes.
Or when he's just Nick Cage.
That's not going to happen.
Just a quick little setup thing for those of us that haven't seen Ghostwriter 1. Like, even if it's just Nick Cage, like, you know, I'd like to stop him right now from doing this, but I can't. He's over, you know, he's going crazy doing the penance stare or whatever. Like, list his powers just so we know what's going on. Because it looks like he's just staring at a guy and doesn't know what to do.
Actually, to be fair, that does remind me. I'm pretty sure he is eating his soul at this point because I do believe is where he says hungry.
Yes.
So.
So, meanwhile, like...
But again, it just looks like he's about to make out with this dude.
Kerrigan and one of his goons have gone into their trunk and produced grenade launchers and come back and just lay Ghost Rider out.
Yeah.
Go straight up, fucking blow his ass up.
Which I didn't think could work.
It
so shouldn't. Here's my thought on this is that when he was closer to the kid, like, he started to lose his powers.
Oh, maybe.
That's what I was thinking, because like any time he got near the kid, he started to like his fire
flame
started
out.
To
yeah, and he definitely there was some weird reaction when his blood hit the ground.
Yeah,
his little drop of blood falls from the kid, and he freaks out by that. But again, none of this is properly explained.
Not at all.
Because like later on in the movie, he straight up takes a shot from a Javelin anti-tank missile. Which, if the grenade launcher hurts him, the missile should obliterate him.
Right.
But he takes that missile like it's not that big of a deal. And like, so these grenade launchers really shouldn't have been much of anything.
I know we'll get there, Joe, but like, how mad were you in that scene when the rocket launcher, when the missile launcher came out?
I was just happy they were using them.
Okay. All right. We'll get there. So I guess while we're in this first Ghost Rider scene, what did we all think about the Ghost Rider design, like the CG and everything?
I think he looked cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. The way that the jacket looked kind of melted. And
I kind of miss having more of the spikes and everything, but like I do like the, you know, it's not just a clean white skull. It looks burnt. His jacket looks kind of burnt. Like
it was melting. It was bubbling.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty cool.
Like an Helios pizza.
Yeah, it actually was.
He looked like he was there. You know, like nothing really jumped out at me as bad with that.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. Like all the fire effects seemed really, really decent. Like there was just smoke everywhere all the time.
So much so that he enjoyed it to the fact where he just swayed his head back to see how the flame would move.
Yeah, maybe.
For like 5 minutes.
Like that was weird. So in the scene,
let's not keep going over it. But
he after he kills a guy, he just hits the guy, and guys just turns ash. And like he's like reveling, like only Nick Cage could, like kind of halfway dance to the music that's only in his head. like swaying back and forth, and it's so out of place. I don't.
Well, I mean,
it's like he's
just mo-capped Nick Cage.
Yeah. He's really like low level in a turn-based RPG. Like his action point bar takes forever to recharge or something.
This point, we've only leveled up to Bad Lieutenant Protocol New Orleans. Mm. So he's just hearing the music in his head.
Now that you mention that, it's kind of like he was playing the game, put his control down, and go to the bathroom.
Or he had to like look up how to do his special moves or something. Like he's paused and he's just scrolling through menus. Yeah,
he was one step away from tapping his foot and giving you a wagging finger.
Sonic style.
Yeah. So, I mean, Neville D'Angelo just holding the camera like, this guy's an Oscar winner. Let him do what he does.
I do this a bit often.
Yeah. I was like, this man's a genius, dude. Just whatever he wants to do.
To be fair, this is one of the few times that they held the camera still for a second. So yeah, I appreciate it. Like, before we quickly get another like
survived
jump
the editing room, I don't know. But
the choices that editors took, like, made in this movie, like, oh.
So anyway, they take him out with those grenade launchers. Like, he just wakes up in the hospital with a whole bunch of, like, bullet wounds that have sort of healed.
Yeah.
Yells at a nurse for a while.
He's hitting on her? And then he tells her that he's hitting on her?
Yeah, I think this was supposed to be funny, because he's like, I'm just trying to talk my way out of this. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's so bad, I can't tell.
Oh, wait, I need more drugs.
Yeah, you just look like a sad old jowly Nick Cage with way too much Just for Men in your hair. I mean,
he rummages through the medicine cabinet like we rummage through diabetes looking for for like a peanut butter fudge round.
Looking for anything to sell so we can get that T-Rex skull back.
Yeah. Like his hair was blacker than Archer's turtlenecks. Mm. Like,
I mean, like 2011, Nick Cage was our age now, right?
I don't know.
I don't think so. He's a little older.
I think he's a little bit older.
Who wants to do the Google?
Not it. I don't really care enough.
I don't have my phone on me.
So Nicolas Cage, Johnny Blaze, just gets up, gets dressed, leaves the hospital, and just runs away. And the cops are all looking the other way.
Yeah. He runs into Nadia, was her name?
Nadia, yeah.
Nice, 54 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, so 8 years ago, he was a little bit older than us.
Yeah. By 10 years.
Wait, he's in Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, he's noir Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Oh, noir.
I'm so in. Anyway. All right.
So this is what they're just talking, and like suddenly they're in a truck together. Well, he says like he could find.
Well, yeah, they have a showdown in the parking lot where she points a gun at him for a while, but he's like, you know, you need me, you can't trust me, but like I don't want this bad stuff to go down, so we have to work together.
Also, please kill me.
He says it in Nick Cage for God.
Oh yeah, he says in the way Nick Cage
he grabs the gun and puts it on his forehead while saying all that.
Why do you want to kill me?
So yeah, they steal a truck, I guess.
Yeah. So also at this point we learn where so this guy Kerrigan, he calls the devil, just calls the devil on his phone. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, "Hey devil, you didn't tell me there was going to be like a demon chasing me." The devil's like, "I got it. Just put the boy on the line. I'll cast a spell through the phone." There, bam. You can't track him. There, you know, here's some lazy writing.
No.
Ghostwriters tracking powers don't work.
He said, I put a firewall around the boy.
You know,
I'm going to upload a firewall. I
uploaded a firewall.
But he probably can track you, so you might want to warn him, you want to get a move on.
You know how computers work, don't you? Because I don't.
I put up a firewall so the ghostwriter can't find you, but now Harrison Ford is pissed.
He's talking to him on his extra large jitterbug cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm a 2011 devil. I know all this TikTok.
So Nadia's all like, "Hey, you can just track people, right?" And he's like, "The writers aren't going to make it that easy." They put up some bullshit. Devil cast a spell through the phone.
And when he calls him, the devil's cell phone goes, "My little pony, my little pony."
Sorry. Wow.
So, all right, so Nadia's like, "All right, well, I know this guy, he really doesn't matter, but he'll tell us where we got to go for the next action scene."
See, the writers were that lazy.
Yeah. That was basically it. And, like, they just ambushed this guy at a club somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Before that, though, I just want to bring up in the car ride over, they talk about how the devil needs to find new bodies because he's since come as Hitler and Stalin and Jerry Springer.
They did another
one
of those
the crazy
narration things.
Well, how does because Jerry Springer's alive, so and was at the time the film came out. So how do they even decide that?
I don't know. This was such a funny joke.
The dude had that to was be playing the devil is older than Jerry Springer. It's like
it was for comedy. That
yeah,
I'm sure some kids laughed.
Do kids even know?
Well, if you stay home from school sick.
Yeah.
You know who laughed?
I watched that and Price is Right with my grandma.
You know who laughed? People that watched Jerry Springer. You know what people watched Jerry Springer? People that saw Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance in the theaters.
That's about right. Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
Tony, did you see it in the theaters?
No. Okay. This was written in that sweet period.
Are you lying right now?
No. Okay. I honestly didn't.
Tony doesn't watch Jerry Springer.
We didn't even talk about our history with the movie.
I have zero with it.
Yeah, today.
I've seen it before.
All I heard is you got to see the scene where Nick Cage freaks out, which is coming up right now. All right. That's all I heard.
I've seen it before. Tony's seen it before. None of us in theaters. All right.
But yeah, this was at least written in that sweet period between like 2000 and 2010 when people gave a shit about Jerry Springer, and now no one will remember that.
But I didn't think people gave it.
Yeah, it was big for a while.
I thought that was like late 90s.
Oh, maybe.
It was a long time, too.
He had a long run. Yeah, but anyway.
Maybe it was before that.
All right, so they got to jump this guy, and this poor guy gets the full Nick Cage.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. Like, she's pointing a knife at him and stuff, and, like, he's like, I don't care.
That is easily the least scary thing pointed at him right now.
Yes, Nick Cage is just like, oh, hold on, I'm going to take your phone and just shove it in your mouth. And I can't even describe what happens.
Eat this Nokia razor.
It's just Nick Cage at his absolute, like Super Saiyan, like Nick Cage, like, just freaking out.
I'll describe it. He says, hey, have you ever seen any of my other performances? They're all inside me right now, fighting their way out.
Here it comes.
So you need to be careful.
What are they doing?
They're scraping at the door!
He says it awful once, and then he's like, I can be worse. And then he just says it again.
Yeah.
They're gonna come out.
How to get burned.
But like, this poor guy is looking
I'm a vampire.
At Taylor and whoever the other guy is, like, help.
Like, and what's funny is because, like, Nick Cage, I'm not sure if he had any sort of things on his face, like, for editing purposes or whatever. He basically just
jowls.
Getting in and out of his face, like, real quick and, like, back and forth and just turn his head side to side. It's real fuck, like, Bruce Campbell freaking out in Evil Dead 2. Like, even though he's fighting himself, it's like that. Like,
yeah.
He's just freaking out in this guy's face. But, and like, that's legit scary, period.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, and meanwhile, we're using actual computer-generated effects to have parts of his face freak out with him, where he's, like, losing an eyeball, he's getting the little, you know, cavity for his nose, fire's coming out of his ears, and, like, it's just... He's all over the place. And some of it's not even the skull. Some of it's just like weird bulging eyes. And just, he goes full Looney Tunes.
And the guy's like, just make it stop. Okay, I'm sorry. Just make it stop.
He does not want any of that.
And he's just like, but I am so close. I just got to get off. Let me get on my bike for a minute. And rides away until he climaxes, I can only assume.
So this part of the movie was the one glimmer of hope I had, where I was like, if it's this for like another hour, at least, you know, I can have fun watching Nicolas Cage just mug to the camera and overact like crazy. But no, it calms down. But he jumps out his motorcycle to ride off to the address that he gets here to go find Danny. And he's just...
A cartoon.
Yeah, he's just cartoon. Like, he's making these crazy cartoony faces, and then they're throwing this weird CGI over him where the rider's trying to come out. And I'm like, why wasn't this the first time he turned into the rider? Why are we seeing it now?
I'm like, why is this the way you chose to do this? You could have showed him better than this. Like,
also, why is this like 5 minutes?
Right.
So long.
And it's blasting this butt metal. This, like, this shit wouldn't fly in like the early 2000s butt metal. And
yeah, like, it's borderline System of a Down, but not.
No, it's...
What did you call it?
Never you mind.
Dorito, Rob. Dorito.
No, but yeah, like, well, there were small hints where I felt like this is like, you know, what Stop and Shop Cheerios are to actual Cheerios. This is to System of a Down.
You mean a great value?
Yeah, no, it was a great value compared to using System of a Down.
Yes, yes, I'm sure it was a whole lot cheaper. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to get something that's bad for you anyway, it may as well be cheap.
But yeah, it goes on way too long. It's just ridiculous. As to why they didn't do this the first time you transform, it's because you save your gold till later in the movie. You don't want to use all that up in the
beginning.
Well, I'm beginning.
Already like, this guy sucks. But now he gets to, like, at least he actually brought his, I don't know if it's an A game, but maybe it's like a C+.
His game. Fun game.
He brought his yeah. game.
I have a question, Tony.
Yeah.
Because you said that this was going to be like an R rating at one point, and they dialed it back. Like, was this transformation, like, from the R rating before they changed it? Or did they redo the transformation for the PG-13? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I don't have that much info.
It's probably just more blood.
If you're going to go R, like, his flesh should burn off.
Yeah, it's entirely possible there was, like, another scene where he tortured the guy more and not just rode away on his bike turning into a freak.
Bit his nipples off.
Dragged that dude behind his bike or something.
Well, yeah.
And there's no blood in this movie except for when he cuts his hand for the
even then, that's like stylized and animated.
Yeah. Right. Like, there's no blood in this movie.
Yeah, there's a little blood, but it's very few and far between.
The kid breaking his ankle is the most graphic thing.
Now,
that was cut so well. Like that, but I believe he broke his ankle.
Yeah.
So I think he may have.
Yes.
I remember. Yeah, that was real.
Or what?
Or at least some scene. So there's some scene where somebody actually broke their leg.
Oh, it might have been him.
And I think they left it in. I know it was like around that time.
Oh, I hope it was the kid.
Damn.
Wow.
No, I think during one of the car chases, somebody actually got hurt. Stuntman.
Oh, Jesus.
I believe so.
So there's like, I guess, an arms deal going on just in this construction site by this gigantic excavator. And I mean, that thing looks cool. And I guess it's Eastern Europe, so there's probably gangs of thugs with guns riding around on one of those.
Well, I think the real deal is this is a safe house, for lack of a better word, where Kerrigan, right?
Yeah.
Is taking the kid to wait till the devil can get up to them.
Yeah.
And the devil's providing all these extra henchmen because he's like, dude, there's a demon after me.
Yeah. You know, in the meantime, he's like, I'm going to go, you know, purchase some javelin.
Yeah. Like, give me all the ammo I can have because this guy is for real.
And so then Ghost Rider shows up and he's like, okay, I got an anti-tank missile.
All right. So here's what bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
So Ghost Rider is like maybe 40 yards away.
Yep.
Up on the the ridge line. So they fire this missile and it's like it shoots out and then its rockets kick in and it takes off like fucking far on its own. And then it somehow comes back to hit Ghost Rider like 20 feet from them. Like that's not how that shit works.
Was it heat seeking?
Even if it was, that's not how it, no, not yeah, how it works.
If it didn't get it on the first pass, it's not turning
it's
not, around.
Turn it back around. Like.
Well, that's one thing movies perpetually get wrong, is those rockets are leaving that weapon fast. And like you only really get one good pass with it. But it's also like you'd barely see it. It would just go and hit him. Like,
yeah.
And that'd be it. But I didn't have so much of a problem with that one as when the Ghost Rider was on top of Kerrigan and he had the launcher planted in the ground. Like, Kerrigan's just dead there. Like, that's it. He would be melted. Between Ghost Rider would melt him and the back blast of the rocket, he'd be toast.
Yeah, I was like, I want to know what Joe says right now watching this movie. Yeah.
Well, we were all chomping at the bit. What's Joe gonna say? He's gonna tear this apart.
But like this scene has merit. Like Ghost Rider starts going nuts on people, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's such a weird transit because like again, Ghost Rider shows up. He takes a missile. He's standing there in the flame wreckage of it, and I'm like, you blew up my bike, but I'm still here. I'm badass like that. And then they throw like a flash grenade or something.
Yeah, like a flashbang.
And then it causes him to turn into the baby from 2001 A Space Odyssey for a second.
He's just floating around for no reason. Like
why?
I don't weird, know. Like, he's like, hold on, guys. My CGI sprite broke. I'm
like a bug in the game.
He starts T-posing. Yeah.
It's a video game. It's a bug in a video game. Yeah. He was trying to move. And it's like, but it's so out of place because once he gets blown up, like his he comes out, his chain whips are going, they're on fire, people getting fucked up, and then this one person kills, drops a grenade, and then like this thing happens, and it takes you out of the badassness of it. Like,
well, and like, his eyes are made of fire. I don't think a flashbang's gonna really.
He's not gonna matter. Yeah,
he has no eyes.
Well, yeah, it certainly. Well, it wouldn't blind him, although that doesn't seem to be the problem here. But yeah. Does levitate him? Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that's the other thing to point out. It's not even one of the guys trying to attack him. It's somebody he kills that drops the flashbang. But yeah, at this point, he's like, all right. There's a lot more guys than there is me, so you know what? I need a new ride. Hey, this device over here looks pretty sweet.
And like a turn-based video game, everyone just kind of watches him just climb up in there.
Yeah. They were shooting him. They showed the bullets going through him, like whatever, like
that,
whatever.
You know that doesn't do nothing.
He's like, watch this. Like he's basically saying, watch this. I got something for you. Like, watch
the moment
this.
I saw him get on that ladder, I'd be like, well, I can't stop him from getting up there, and I can't stop this machine, so I'm going home.
I don't know. I think at that point I would at least try some of those missiles on the machine, because before he touches it, you could hopefully damage it.
Yeah.
Because afterwards, just get the hell out.
But this machine's like 40 feet tall. It has this giant, earth digging wheel on the front. It's huge.
Huge earth excavator.
Yeah. It's ginormous. And now it's on fire. Yeah. It's possessed by the spirit of vengeance.
Yeah, the big blade on the front is on fire. The turrets on the bottom are on fire. He's just running over people.
And it's just mayhem. And I liked it. It was kind of cool.
That was a cool scene.
Yeah, again, if this was the rest of the movie, I could be on board with this. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Instead, he kind of just, I don't know. Oh, the mother shows up and grabs the kid. They try and get away. He tries to chase after them because Ghost Rider is just, he's an animal. He like pulls the mother out of the car at one point while they're still driving.
Oh, and Kerrigan gets smushed under like a rock or something.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even kill him. He just leaves him behind because he's got to go chase this kid.
Yeah, Ghost Rider has him and he's about to do the penance stare and he just throws him.
To be fair, I'm sure that's because he's like, that boy's the devil. I need to kill him.
Yeah. No, I get that. Just. Mm-hmm.
But, he's about to kill the mother when Danny's just like, stop. And he finds he has to stop and tries to go after him and just turns back into Nicolas Cage.
Danny's the Antichrist, if we've not said that on the podcast.
Yeah. We may not mention. Like, everyone's trying to kill this child.
When he turned back into Nicolas Cage, Danny was like, oh, man, can you light on fire?
I think as the movie goes, we already revealed that, but basically...
I think there's another narration thing scene where he says it. Oh, no, in the Springer one.
Yeah, she made a deal with the devil as well, and it was for her to have the son, blah, blah, blah. So he's the Antichrist.
Yeah, because the devil...
It was her to survive, and then she had the bear.
She
used to be like a gunrunner or some nonsense, and like she got...
Some Eastern European thing.
Yeah, something. She was a ne'er-do-well in Eastern Europe.
Which Cage points out in one scene when they're driving. He's like, look, when I'm this thing, you don't matter. Because you got bad things in your past, too. And it's going to judge that. So it'll come after you. It'll come after everyone around you. All it wants is that boy.
And it does.
Yeah.
Because she's Romani.
Well, yeah, but so she's like...
As far as this movie means, she's a whore and a thief.
Yeah, because the devil... I guess has to keep, taking on a new body because his bodies get old and gross. Mm. But I guess if it's like an Antichrist baby, it won't.
Well, because it was birthed of him, so it's not fully human, so it won't dissolve as quickly or whatever. Listen,
if y'all watch Supernatural in the season where Satan comes,
spoilers.
Basically, when it possesses a body, it's just too much power for the body to take, and it burns it out. So it needs something that's not human for it to inhabit. So he made a kid.
The question is, why did it take him this long to figure that shit out? But
it had to be some sort of like date, some sort of prophecy date, whatever. Like,
okay,
sure. Had to be on this day during
now.
This,
I understand
this time because that's how writers work.
Yeah,
I mean, the devil's not. Omnipotent. He's got to follow.
He's not God.
Yeah.
It's been around for 1,000 years. He just now figured,
Forever.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, not 1,000, but like he thousands just, of years. Just maybe years. That the time started to come up and he's like, all right, I guess
it's time to
pull the trigger on this.
Anyway.
Tired of being this jolly old Irishman.
So Ghost Rider calms down.
Oh, that's right. Nicolas Cage is jolly. Yeah.
They go off on their way. The devil shows up at this accident site, finds...
He was looking for a sold seal. He was way behind.
Devil went down to the big-ass digger.
he made a deal and turned this guy into rot face.
He didn't make a deal.
No, he just, did that on his own.
Pretty much. Kerrigan's like, the devil's like, you failed me, Kerrigan. He's like, whatever, I'm dying, I'm dead. Yeah. And he dies. The devil's like, not so fast.
I am going to turn you into, a circa 2000 new metal guitarist.
Yes.
He turned him into a... I might get some flack for this.
Eat your Doritos.
No, it's not offensive. Doritos. It's not Doritos. Offensive.
To you, Doritos.
Were you going
to
say Juggalo?
Wow. Tony should be eating the Doritos. No, he looks like a DC character.
I suppose he is essentially a thinned out version of Solomon Grundy.
No, I just mean, I don't know, how the he kind of just stood out. He just, didn't fit into the world around him. He just was very
all right, so
it wasn't subtle.
He's got rot people powers.
Yeah. And a veil of darkness powers, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he just has bad editing.
Well, that's how it presents itself,
right?
That makes sense. If I knew his name was Blackout, that would make so much more sense.
Yes. Right.
But I had no idea. I didn't know who anyone's name was throughout this whole thing, other than Johnny Blaze.
Yeah. They say Moreau's name, but they all kind of mumble it, and they say it's Rorik.
Every time he says Moreau's name, I think he's saying bro.
honestly,
is bro. So, this is the only part of the movie I think that got a legit laugh out of me, even though I saw this coming a mile away. But he's riding in the ambulance. This is Kerrigan now as Blackout because he just killed the ambulance driver and rotted him away. And now he's in the ambulance. He's like, oh, here's his lunch. Let's see what he's got. Picks up a sandwich. Sandwich rots. And he picks up the apple. Apple rots. Picks up the Twinkie. Twinkie's fine.
Yeah.
Eats and that Twinkie. Got a legitimate laugh out of you. So I'm learning more about you the longer our relationship goes on. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Oh. Well, I mean, I told him he wasn't my friend anymore 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for joining us. That's only fair. I hope you enjoyed the show. We won't be doing any more. Yeah.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, all right, now, Nicholas.
How do you feel about the way he ate the Twinkie?
That was not, he wasn't following proper protocols, but.
Could you eat a fudge round like that?
No, that's a bad way to eat. So you end up with a baggie in your mouth.
He just squeezed it. He was eating it like a push-up pop.
Yeah.
Like a go-gurt. I would barely consider shoving a Twinkie in my mouth anyway, but not like that. He just, he ate it like go-gurt.
It's not like a zebra dick or something. Yeah.
So anyway.
So the laughs keep on coming because now we get to find out what happens when the Ghost Rider needs to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Well, so now Ghost Rider and Danny are bonding. Mm. I mean, now you learn that he has the ability to, whatever he rides, lights on fire and becomes a hellish version of whatever he's on. Yeah. And they're like, so what happens when you pee? And he's like, oh, it's like a flamethrower. And you get a good slow motion shot of Ghost Rider taking a big old flaming piss, just waving it around everywhere.
He even looks back over his shoulder at the camera and goes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Danny loves it. Not targeted for, it wasn't immediately obvious that this movie was targeted for 13-year-olds. Now you're like, oh, yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So now Morel catches up with them and they're headed to another monastery. So
they start doing some bike tricks.
When you appear to have won, what's a quick way to fuck everything up? Bring Christopher Lambert into the picture.
I mean, who wants to live forever?
He is the master of the universe, the princess of the universe.
So when they brought him in.
Is he both? I don't know.
And Christopher Lambert took his hood off, and I saw it was that asshole covered in tattoos. I was like, oh no, it's too late to introduce a new character. This is nothing good is going to come of this. Nope. Sure enough, nothing good does.
No.
And sure enough, he fucks the whole thing
up. It doesn't even really matter. He's just like, I'm the excuse of why everything's going to be shit now. Mm-hmm. I'll be gone in a moment. Don't you worry.
He's like, all right, so we got to kill this kid. My monks are really good at poking you so you can't move. They're proficient ticklers.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, first off, Moreau tells Johnny Blaze, like,
he's not Merlot. He loved wine. Yeah. He was hitting the wine hard.
Yeah, all throughout the movie. Well,
maybe his name's Merlot now. Yeah.
So anyway, he tells, you know, if you want to get rid of the rider, you need to repent for your sin, which apparently was him being selfish because his father was cool with dying. He was being a bitch about it. And then, like, eat some of the body of Christ in this stale-ass bread, and then, like, threw him in a cave to sweat it out, I guess. Special cave. Yeah, special cave. And once again, we get, you know, digital freak out here for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot more T poses and spinning models of the ghost.
It looked like, you know, remember that that goat simulator game? Like, yeah. How weird the animation for that is. That's what it looked like, but it was with a black, like a jet black Ghost Rider.
I mean, it looked like the credit sequences of modern Marvel movies.
Well, the thing is,
they
think,
just like show the models for all the characters.
I think some of this might have worked as a like trippy, you know, weird experimental thing of how he's ridding himself of the rider, except it's the same shit we've seen throughout the rest of the movie. Like, it's very much like that scene we were talking about before with the flashbang that just caused him to spin in midair. So it's, I don't know what's happening. It's just all...
It's like vomiting out chains.
Yeah, if you use special effects everywhere, nothing special anymore.
Oh, we do get the full story of what the rider is. How it's a fallen angel that gets corrupted by Satan and then
driven mad,
insane.
Yeah,
as on top of that, and then,
important to note because Nick Cage is loving that idea, yeah. Really laying into it.
I'm a fallen angel. I've been driven insane. That's why I don't pay my taxes.
All right, but yeah, so he is now rid. He's now rid of the rider, so he's just a dude. So when the monks are like, we're going to kill the kid, like, nobody can stop him.
No one really musters up that much of an effort. Because, I mean, I guess the monks are supposed to be doing some sort of kung fu where they touch you in that special spot and you stop moving, but they're just like, it looks like they're just tickling him.
Yeah, well, that's how that works. Yeah, you get tickled in the right spot, stop moving for a while.
Well, you just drag him away.
I think Christopher Lambert is a Vulcan in this. Mm-hmm. He just gives a little neck pinch and everybody's down.
I don't think it's a neck pick. I think it's like, I haven't washed in 6 days because I did not want to lose the stuff. I don't
smell know why my wrist. Yeah, like,
all of a sudden.
I have a crippling.
Well, I imagine the tattoos were just on his face, so he didn't wash his face for that. Unless he went like full in character.
Chris Lambert,
like, do my whole body.
Probably. Tattoo it all.
I took the liberty of completing the tattoos on my body.
How sad would it be is it took so damn long because they did his whole body, then he put a fucking robe on.
I've heard weirder.
Well, it's like, it's just those markings on his head, and then from the neck down, it's just tribal.
Mm. So,
it means wind spirit.
He's like, all right, we'll kill this kid. All his other guys are there. They're swaying around and they're chanting some stuff. And he's got this like big old sword he's about to kill him with when, Kerrigan shows up, blacks everything out.
Just like
he pulls the sword out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, yeah.
Highlanders do. Yeah. I want to point out, everybody's just wasting time swaying for no goddamn reason.
Doing the thing.
That costs three different people. Valuable time in three different scenes in this film.
Yes.
They're doing their little
thing they
have to do. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it causes them to all die.
It's an important ritual.
So Kerrigan just ages them all.
Yeah.
He ages the sword so it rusts away. And then...
Yeah, he escapes.
How do they even escape? Are they even imprisoned? Or are they just...
No, Moreau and... Nadia and Nick Cage all got taken off screen for this.
Yeah, and they just come back.
We don't know how they got rid of their guards. We don't know none of that shit. They just show up.
Oh, by the way, like these monks just have this giant arsenal, so we're gonna go get a bunch of guns.
Because why not?
Yeah. Naughty priests.
Yeah, that's what wine Nick Cage and arsenal says. And weapons. Naughty priests.
Yeah, because they're killing kids, you know? Maybe
it's, I mean, it is weird, though, because they had this weird, like, you know, martial art kind of thing they showed, and like, all the guns.
Speaking of weird.
Maybe if more priests went around killing kids, there'd be less witnesses.
Well, maybe they just had, like,
abusing the pains of Margarita Rob or his own, and not those for the 4AM podcast.
Fully sober.
All the views and opinions of sober Rob are not necessarily those of the rest of the 4AM.
Mankind.
So, yeah, hopefully. Also note here, I don't know why, I don't know how, but every scene from now on is a whole other day. Just
that is true.
Day, night, day, night, right. Day, night.
So, Kid gets taken by Kerrigan over to Rourke here. And Kerrigan is smart. He just tied him to the fucking stretcher. Like, Kid can't move. He's, like, immobilized and everything.
Also, because he can't touch him.
What's that? Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, you know, the devil basically explains to this kid the whole thing of, like, all right, you're going to be my awesome ultimate body. I'm going to basically just take over in there and I'll be.
I just want to be inside you.
I need your essence. Give me your essence.
I'm about to pay the toll for the boy's soul.
Oh, and did we not mention that the devil totally got like a Bell's palsy face from giving
Blackout his power?
Yeah. His powers. He's like got a one big old droopy face.
He described himself as a flamethrower made out of paper mache.
Yeah.
And there, when he mentioned flamethrower, you do get another homage to Ghost Rider taking a piss.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the kid's thinking about, you know, if he's a flamethrower, he's just Ghost Rider pee.
So, yeah.
Ha ha ha.
He doesn't have a lot of power to use, so he's running out of juice. All right, so now they take him to this place in Turkey where Idris Elba immediately knows where to go because he's like, it's the furthest place from heaven. Which made me wonder, are they playing by Mormon rules where the Garden of Eden was in Missouri? So in that place, in that regard, Turkey's like almost the opposite end of the world. So maybe that's what they were going for.
Maybe they're just trying to say Turkey's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, I apparently
find a wretched hive of scum and Turkish people.
Apparently, heaven.
Views and opinions of Super Rob are not necessarily those for us of a bug.
Apparently, heaven has a geographic location, and Turkey is the furthest place from it.
Sure.
Well, the cyber monks have used their tom toms to figure it out long ago.
So, all right. So they gotta do this ritual where basically all these evil people are showing up.
Just sway.
They're going to sway, and when dawn comes, the devil's going to merge with this kid.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to stop him. So you got Nadia got her sniper rifle.
Nick Cage is just a person now.
He's just a person.
Just a stunt driver.
Idris Elba's got his little submachine pistol.
Nick Cage has to go to a junkyard and fight himself.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get
wrong movie,
yeah,
wrong movie.
Is it though?
You want to watch that one?
No, I don't.
Are you going Superman 4 on me, or 3 or
which one? No, it's got it's 4,
the
right?
Yeah,
because he doesn't have his powers when he fights.
Yeah, I can't.
The radioactive man,
fucking whatever.
Sure.
Spider-Man.
None of it matters.
4 is the one 2? Where he gives up his power. Wait.
No, 2 he gives up. No, 2 gives up.
Right? Yeah, so it's 2.
No, but
it's not 2.
The one you're talking about is where he gets the red kryptonite and he becomes his bad self.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So how does he get so?
Let's save it. I think that's they're on the list. Let's save it.
But it's this, and then there's Spider-Man 2, and then 3. There's 2 is the one where he loses his powers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 3 is the one where he dances
and Iron Man,
which I guess applies.
3 where he doesn't have a suit.
They just don't show Iron
Man. He's just chilling in Christmas time.
And Infinity War where the Hulk can't transform. What are we talking about? Let's not. Yeah. Anyway,
all right, better movies than this.
Yeah, this movie,
touche.
Well,
all right, you get a cool kind of like through the starlight scope sniper scene here, where Nadia's just killing people.
Also a good way to have a lot of death without any blood.
Yep.
So
it's not even like spray at all.
Yeah. You know what? I do give them credit. Like, it sucks. They obviously wanted it to be R, and it sucks that they weren't able to, but they kind of made it work.
It just looks like Duck Hunt.
It's just dark out. So
sure,
but just
see it happen.
But just overall, like, Brian is right. There's not much blood in this movie, but at the same time, like, people are being exploded into ash. Yeah. People are being shot. People are being stabbed.
They're getting PG-13 just, all over.
We're getting rotted away. So we still have a lot of death without being. It's weird because it's regulations for ratings are garbage.
It's clearly cartoony death.
But they get their one F-bomb in there.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And they waste it, in my opinion. But
they waste a lot.
I forgot what the F-bomb was.
This is the devil's like last words or something. Yeah. Like, you are the worst effing deal I ever made.
all right. So now shit happens. Like, Moreau comes in, basically sacrifices himself. He just starts shooting up all the ritual people. He's interrupting things. And Kerrigan's like, I'm just going to rot you. And
we... Quick side note, though. Yeah, it's not even he's sacrificing himself yet. He's laying waste to a whole auditorium of people while Nicolas Cage just goes and punches an old man in the face. Yeah. Like, he is the hero of this movie.
Yeah, so I got to say, Idris Elba, he's got the infinite ammo code on his pistol. He's definitely. Good.
He's doing all right till Blackout shows up, and then it's just like, okay, I'm going to grab your gun and rot it. You're going to take a swing at me. I'm going to grab your hand and rot it. And he just starts rotting, and he's just like, you know what? I still got this, and he headbutts him with his rotting skull. Like, it's awesome.
And and Blackout's like, oh, that's gross.
Is his head totally Infinity Wars all over.
Oh,
Something we didn't mention. Kerrigan has a one-liner for every scene he's in, and it's annoying as fuck.
Nicolas Cage just punches out the devil.
Yeah.
And then, he's trying to get the kid, and then... The devil gets up, throws him on the ground, like throws him off the stage. Everyone's surrounding him, and the kid's like, you know, now he looks like he's possessed by the devil, and he comes over, and Nick Cage is like, do it. Just bukkake that fire all over my face.
Well, the kid's like, hey, Dad, we have the same powers, right? And he's like, yeah, we do. He's like, all right, cool. Like, father, like son. All right, cool.
Yeah. So he's like, that means I can restore his powers. So you're the devil now. Yeah,
he just or the like, vomits fire all over
him. All over him.
Like, I'm your daddy now.
So my question is, if you can vomit fire, why wouldn't you do that to the monks that were trying to kill you just now?
Well, because I don't think he was vomiting fire. I think he was like
releasing the spirit. Yeah. It's not just vomiting fire. It's like if he did that to the monks, they'd become the rider. And that would not end well for anyone.
So needless to say, Johnny Blaze is now the rider, and he just does like a quick whirlwind attack with his chains, and all the cultists are dead. Devil like grabs, Danny, is like, we're getting the hell out of here, tries to drive off.
And now it's noon.
The transfer should have happened like hours ago.
Also, we kind of just negate the whole fact that earlier we were talking about how the rider doesn't like sunlight. Like, it just doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Devil misplaced his reading glasses, so they had to take time out to find that, and then he had to take his heart medicine.
So you get some cool, like, trucks here, though, driving away in this little convoy, have a little chase scene. And, the rider hops on Nadia's car, and it's craziness ensues.
Well, not Nadia's car. It's one of the bad dudes who gets a nice Wilhelm scream.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. True.
And then just transforms into this awesome flaming monster truck thing.
Yep. I forgot about the Wilhelm scream. And then you got this other guy. You got this other like technical that's got like the automatic grenade launcher on it. I thought that thing was pretty cool. Didn't do anything though. And then
Blackout, however, gets on Nadia's car.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to rot your windshield. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those, the whole time I'm like, just stop. Just stop. He'll go off.
Yeah. Like, my question was, he riding underneath that car the entire time? Because it was like, it went from like the sun just rising to noon before he pops out.
And in this fight, like the editing just loses control is the only thing I could say about what's going on here. Like, there's a point where he like the rider punches Blackout off the side of the screen, and then he comes back in from the back of the truck, and you're like, no, what just happened?
It's wacky.
Is it like a one, like you knock him off one side of the screen, he can just come in any other
like Pac-Man.
One?
It just, you go out over there, you come like out Scorpion. Here.
It's a point where he hits him up in the air and he just sort of floats up and back down.
On a moving car.
Yeah, on a moving car. You're like, just the physics of this are making no sense.
Yeah.
He wins somehow. I don't even remember. Like, I know he yells at him and
Yeah, he's basically, he's getting rotted away, and he's, you know, he gives the old caravan blackout.
Yeah.
Says, you know, I was never really scared of you. And that, like, pumps him up. Like, he hears it from the crowd, and he just somehow gets powerful enough to eat his soul, I guess.
You can't rot fire.
Yeah, I guess he eats his skull, his soul, or gives him a penitentiary, kind of, I don't know, but
he throws him under the truck.
Yeah, he throws him off the car, it goes under the truck, and then he just, we see his body start rotting.
And you would think the devil would, you know, have something that he can do here.
Yeah.
You would think.
No, he just sort of just rips the muffler off of the devil's truck, which causes it to just go haywire and crash.
Yeah.
Like, the muffler's not that important of a component on the car's operation.
Was it just the muffler?
Yeah. Basically, yeah, he took his muffler.
Banana in the tailpipe. Oh, that works every time.
Maybe he got his catalytic converter.
Oh, no, it's loud now. Like,
I honestly
gets slightly worse fuel economy.
I thought it was the back axle. That makes that would have made a lot more sense. But, yeah. So it causes the car to crash in a terrible manner. That kid is just dead. Mm. The devil, if he wasn't the devil, even though he is the devil, he's almost dead. But he scrambles out.
He's running out of devil juice.
Yeah. Yeah, this is where he gets his F-bomb at the rider, who just, like, twirls him up in the air a minute, looking all pretty, and then throws him into the ground.
I believe he says, time to go home, or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he just grabs him with the chains and slams him into the ground all the way down to hell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which causes the devil to burn up.
I guess. Well, I imagine his body.
The body burned away.
Yeah. Whatever.
And it's one of those ones where it's like, well, now wouldn't the devil just come back now with like a whole new, like, powerful body? Like,
you would think.
No, like when you banish a demon, it has to be gone for a year and a day.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a banishment?
That's a demon.
I mean, if you physically dig a hole to hell and throw the demon back in, I guess that's a banishment.
But again, like,
he's gonna walk all the way back.
It's a lot of weird stuff because, like, the kid is gonna be his new powerful body, but, like, technically, from the beginning of this, the kid only has half his abilities because he's only half devil or whatever. But he just says stop, and the rider stops, but the devil can't do shit. I don't know.
Well, maybe because the devil already gave up his half of the powers.
Yeah.
And since they stopped the thing, he just didn't have powers anymore.
Well, I do wonder, like, because the devil gave him the contract or whatever, if he hadn't have gotten rid of the rider beforehand, I bet he couldn't have done shit to the devil. Yeah. Some of the contract would probably say, you can't fuck with me.
Yeah.
But then since he got rid of the rider and the kid gave it to him,
right.
The devil no longer was, it was a new contract with someone else now, so like now he can like do something to him.
He's freelance now.
Yeah, like I mean that's how I took it.
New
that
boss. Makes
sense. Without an explanation, that's how I took it. You know?
Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss.
To explain things to you.
Which it does poorly, and they have little section where they take you out of the movie to explain something.
Oh, yeah. New cartoon.
Yeah,
it's always the only way they understand how to learn.
Everything after it happens.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Mr. DNA has to come out and tell you, this is where his powers come from.
Here's the contract.
He's an angel, right, so but he's crazy.
You think Danny's dead. He's like, oh, wait, I got angel powers now, too. Magic healing stuff. I got the blue sparks.
Blue flame.
Yeah.
I'm Azula. Never mind. I just watched it again. So.
heals him up. Done. All right. Good. Movie over. Are going to ride off, leaving blue fire now on my motorcycle.
We also need that sweet one liner at the end. Did we win? Yeah.
Wait.
Hell yeah. God damn.
I did not even stick around to see if this had a stinger at the end.
We didn't either.
No, I don't think it did.
I can't even imagine. What would it be?
Thank goodness it didn't have Stan Lee popping up.
No, but it's funny. There was a picture of the devil like shaking hands with somebody. And Tony said it was Neville Dean and Taylor's
correct
photo. But to me, it looked like the devil shaking hands with Tony Stark.
I thought you were going to say Stan Lee.
Poor Stan, right? Over Steve Ditko's corpse.
Yeah, Jack Kirby's in flames.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Too soon.
Hell, Stan Lee.
Too soon.
Wow. It's also.
I hate you both right now.
Yeah.
Don't hate us. We didn't do it. We didn't screw Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko out of there.
It's also just a bad
deep Ditka.
Yeah, deep Ditka.
Okay. So that's it, right?
Yeah, that's credits.
Yeah. Credits, bro. All right, everybody. So that was Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance. What did they say about this movie on Rotten Tomatoes?
Okay, so RottenTomatoes.com. Critics gave this a whopping score of 17%.
Wait, 1-7?
1-7.
Okay.
Audience gave this a score of 32%.
Wow.
Okay. That's their thoughts and opinions. What about you and yours? Possible recommendations, Rob.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's a bad movie. Don't get me wrong, it's a really bad movie. But I was entertained by this. Like, it's crazy. And once your eyes adjust to the constantly moving camera, it's a pretty fun time. Like, I would not rate this a 17% or even, what was the other, 35?
32.
I mean, I'd put this at maybe like a 55, 60%, where I'd be like, yeah, okay. If somebody was like, I'm going to watch Ghost Rider, are you in? Because you're already here. It's either that or leave. I'll be like, yeah, I'll watch Ghost Rider. Or I'll have this in the background. Yeah, it's like, this is a fun movie. It's dumb. It's terrible, but it's fun. So yeah, I'm gonna recommend it. Screw them,
Brian.
I will not recommend this
movie. Screw you.
But Rob is correct. Like, I would give it higher than a 17 or a 32. I'd be in the 50s as well. But like, this is one where, like, if it came on TV and I was hurt and the remote control was across the room and I couldn't get to it, I would, like, use my phone. Be on my phone the whole time, but it'd be on the background.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really watching it, but it's there.
But you'd look up during all the Ghost Rider shows.
Once in a while, I'd look up once in a while. But, like, I couldn't tell someone that they should watch this. You know, this is I was entertained by how crazy Nick Cage is at some points, but, like, you can YouTube those scenes. Like, YouTube his Ghost Rider transformation. YouTube, they're screaming at the door.
Screaming at the door.
That's all you need to see. Like, there's not much in this movie, so I really can't in good conscience say you should see this. Like, I'm sorry, like, it's still an F for me. So
I thought you were going to say you would be on your phone and try to find like the universal remote app on your phone.
My TV's not Bluetooth, so won't work.
He would throw his TV, I mean his remote, at the TV's power button, but if it missed, he wouldn't get up, like, or throw his cell phone, I should say.
All right, well, while you're at it, Joe, what about you?
Oh, I hated it. I mean, that being said, though, it's like, I do agree. I think 17 is a little low. I'd say I'd add the 17 and the 32 together and get a 49. It's a 49. It's definitely, you know, in the F territory. There are redeemable parts to it, though. And there are, like, I would show people clips of, like, the Nick Cage freak out. And I think that part needs to be preserved when you, because, like, people knowing about Nick Cage is important. And, like, and I think
he should be preserved.
That scene, is an essential part of, like, teaching somebody about Nick Cage. So, I mean, I think it's important in that regard. But, like, it's a bad movie. It's just dumb. But, I mean, it's harmless. And it's not like, it's not painful to watch. I'm not going to recommend it, but I do recommend you see the scraping at the door scene. That's about it.
Well, is this our first Nick Cage movie?
It is.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, wow, it took this long to get Nick Cage in here.
I'm pretty much along the lines with everyone else. Like, I think it's a little better than a 17 and a 32. I won't go out of my way to ever see it again, but it was fun watching with a group of friends to, like, make fun as it's happening.
Dude, we barely watched this movie.
Yeah. I'd say if you wanted to, I wouldn't recommend watching it, you know, by yourself over any other crappy superhero movie, but if you wanted to do, like, a marathon of bad but entertaining, you know, Marvel movies, I think it's up there. But I'd say, you know, 50.
So, you know how a lot of times they have to say, turn your brain off?
Mm.
Like, if you watch this movie, your brain will just be like, you can stay here.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
I'll do it for you. I'll just shut myself off. I'm kind of, I guess, more in line with Will, where it's like, it's not a high tier recommend. It's going to be low on your, you know, Netflix queue, but it's a good bad movie. So if you got some friends over, or if you want to put something on in the background and ignore it, this is a fine one. I would give it a bit more of a boost if I didn't feel like I need to take Dramamine first, because those edits are just jarring and terrible. But it is just dumb, but it's entertaining. So it's better than some of the garbage we've watched, for sure.
Is there riff tracks for this?
I don't know. There might be. I don't think the riff tracks guys did it, but there might be a riff tracks presents.
Is there a Nick Cage commentary of this?
Oh, yes.
Man. Oh,
but it's in his own head. Yeah. It's
I want that. Oh God!
Got really upset. Yeah.
I want a Nick Cage commentary for movies with roles he turned down or didn't take. With like what I would have done here is this, like
see his Man of Steel commentary.
Oh, all right, man. So we're kind of half on this one for recommendations.
There's five of us.
Do we?
Yeah, I'd say it's
it was a one like strong recommend and two kind of.
I wouldn't call it strong, all but right. Okay.
Yeah, we were kind of half-hearted. He recommended it. You guys didn't, so it kind of evens out to two versus two.
All the other movies we watched that are so more painful to see.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, at least it's watchable.
As you said while watching this, if it was between this or The Punisher, I'd take this as well.
Yeah, like, I watched this 10 times over watching Punisher again once.
But
starfish.
I got this shirt for you.
It came free. It came for free with my Baja Blast meal.
My dad is a killer.
Got it along with some Lucy's at the bodega.
We're now the super vigilante known as Big Johnson. Anything we'd recommend instead of this?
Snork tease.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season 4 with the Ghost Rider.
Sure, yeah.
We can go with that.
Good Nicolas Cage movie featuring a bad guy on a motorcycle, Arizona.
That old show, Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Did that have Will Wheaton?
With the scribble?
It was like a ghost that used a typewriter or something. I don't remember. I don't think I ever actually watched it.
I think I've only seen that creepy ass episode with the bubblegum monster.
Ooh, what?
I used to watch that show like all the time, but I can't remember any of it.
It would come on at the same time as like Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah,
I same hour
all the time.
What?
I would turn the TV off at that point.
Yeah, never.
That, because I remember seeing Ghost Rider like Saturday mornings. Are You Afraid of the Dark was like Friday night or Saturday night, I thought. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, a different Marvel movie. Any of them?
Not any of them.
I'd watch any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies?
That, yes.
I'd watch Blade 3 over this.
Really?
I don't know.
No, I disagree.
Yeah, no.
I disagree.
I disagree as well.
But anyway. Yeah, I don't think I could support that one. I wouldn't watch Blade 2 over this either.
The blind lady was watching security cameras.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. What else happened, Brian? Yeah,
that's all I remember about it. It was so...
Triple H's dog had to fight Ryan Reynolds. That's about it.
What's her face at a freaking laser beam?
All right.
That ladies.
All right. Yeah, I've seen the same thing. All
right. So, what else we got for the people?
So, it's December, and people getting into that holiday spirit, those who have that. And so we're going to do a Christmas episode.
Why?
And, because
not everybody in the world is a baby poop sniffing Grinch like you.
Baby poop.
And our episode this year.
And that was them dirty diapers.
Ernest Saves Christmas. You're written off.
Fuck you.
I'll play.
Ernest goes to Africa.
And Tony is just giving himself a concussion from the recoil of that statement.
I'm playing. But we get to see a movie with Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. Jingle all the way.
Because we took a vote again.
And no, vote is
between a turd sandwich and a giant douche.
And what's the little episode one kid?
In all fairness.
Jake Lloyd.
Yes.
It was a Christmas movie or a Hanukkah cartoon. And I'm more comfortable in the responses that we get from the Christmas movie. And so I'd rather watch that with this group.
But that's fair. If you guys with want Rob. Us to watch Eight Crazy Nights, no, go ahead and no, sponsor an
no,
episode.
No, I'd rather, because there are not enough Doritos for us to get Rob for that episode.
Dude, just keep me bashing Adam.
Yeah, no, to be fair, there's enough that, like, mean and offensive shit in that movie already that I don't think awful. Rob can really do much.
It's awful.
Oh, it's so bad.
Shaving the chest.
One of the main characters sounds like this.
Oh, yeah, because let's not forget, three of the main characters are all played by Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Just three?
At least.
Yeah, but they're in it a lot. Yeah. Well, he's got to have room for Rob Schneider and Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, to eat deer shit. Let's not do this right now.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way is what we're watching.
Let's do a podcast about Eight Crazy Nights without watching it.
Talk shit about a movie we've never seen.
I'll watch it.
If you want to, I will try my best to remember what happened in that movie and see how you guys feel about it. See how that goes.
So, Jingle All the Way. That's what we're going to watch
Jingle
next.
All the Way.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Tony, make a game where you just make up a bunch of offensive shit and then, like, pair that with shit that actually happened in that movie. And we have to guess which
that
one actually happened.
That would actually be an awesome extra bonus episode.
I might actually try that.
I don't want to be there for that.
All right.
You all have fun.
Brian can sit and play games. And full stop, we'll talk about our schedules and there might be another episode jammed in there somewhere, but probably most likely Jingle All the Way. Anyway, that's it, guys. We want to thank you so very much for listening. As always, if you liked what you heard, please consider subscribing for our episode archive, merch store, and more information. Check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com. You can contact us by following us on Twitter or Facebook at 4ampodcast, or you can email us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. Anything else?
No, that's it. Buy some merch. Sponsor an episode.
Do it.
Like us on Facebook.
Lick us on Facebook.
That too. And deuces.
Later.
So long. Adios.
Bye.
See, look, you mean it, William.